Welcome to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living with Moxie. I'm your host, Shefali Burns, and my co-host, Donna Martouche, is also here with us, and we just want to say thank you so much for joining us today. We are talking about staying in balance through the holidays, and, you know, the holidays are just around the corner. Especially in the U.S., it's just around the corner because holidays start on Thanksgiving and they go all the way through to the end of the year, right? So we're just about to get started. And it can be a fun time for sure, exciting time for sure. So much to do, can be so hectic. But it's a really special time where you get to really spend a lot of quality time with family, with friends, with people close to you. And sometimes you see people that you haven't seen in a long time. You get to really just be, just have fun, just socialize. And so it's a really special time. And I'm just so glad that we get to start off the holidays with you today to share some tips with you about how you can stay in balance through the holidays so that you will not get as stressed out as perhaps in past years and so on. So Donna, welcome.
Thank you. So happy to be here. I miss you very much, Shefali.
I was going to say, I haven't talked to you all week or at least all weekend. It's like, where is she?
I know. I'll talk to you about that after. It's been kind of an interesting week. And we had a sick house, too. You know, Deanna was sick and not feeling so great. And then I was sick and not feeling so great. So we did a lot of just chilling out.
And that's interesting because I'm hearing that from a lot of people this past week. People were just a little bit under the weather. Nothing serious, but just, you know, they, including me, it's like, I was fighting a cold, you know, so nothing too serious, but still, it's like I was fighting it, so my body wanted to rest, my body wanted to just relax, and other people had the same thing. I was supposed to meet somebody on Thursday, they had to cancel, Friday, they had to cancel, and I finally saw them today, but it's been an interesting week for a lot of people, and I think, you know, this is a good time for us to be doing this show and this topic because it's the precursor to the holidays when things get even more hectic and more frantic. And what should people do to take care of themselves and have fun at the same time, right?
Yeah, I'm going to ask the audience, you know, they usually send me a message, and Shefali, I'm hearing you, like, that you're clicking in and out. I think it's the radio station, though. I don't think it's you. I don't know what's going on. So if somebody could send me a message through Facebook or through email or whatever way, if you're listening now, usually you guys do, let me know if you could hear us okay. Hello?
Mm-hmm. You sound great. Yeah, you sound great, though.
What's all that extra noise? Okay, thank you.
I was thinking about this before the call, so I was thinking maybe I should not be on Wi-Fi and just be on, you know, regular 3G. Maybe that would help.
I think that might. That's what happened last week too. So let's try that. So there's this thing. Are you gonna check out and come back in, Shefali?
I'm gonna try.
All right. So here's what comes up, you know, for me around the holidays. It's sort of this time where there's a lot less time that we take caring about ourselves, you know, and we're always running around and we've got this long list of things to do. And, you know, we might be traveling to go see family. We might be running to go get gifts done. We might be seeing people we haven't seen in a really long time. So if you're already a really busy person who barely squeezes in that self-care, you do a lot less of it very often during this time. And I think you need it a lot more during this time of year than you do throughout the year. So not only are are many of us not good at doing it regularly all throughout the year. It's even more challenging at a time where we're busy, we're traveling, we're working, we're trying to get everything done. We might be having company or going to see company or whatever that may be. And we kind of get lost in the mix. So we could be excited and tired, and we tend to spend a lot of time or a lot more time with people. Holidays, we tend to see a lot of people we may not see all throughout the year, or there might be a lot of times or emotions that come up for people that we do see throughout the year. So what you notice is that there's these buttons that might not seem as sensitive during the year, but suddenly, you know, you're having a conversation and something comes up and you have a brother or a sister who jumps down your throat when you say something specifically, where, you know, 2 months earlier they might have just laughed, but here it is, it's the holidays, and people feel a little bit more sensitive, or emotions run a little bit higher. So now I'm getting messages from everybody. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. So Shefali is going to check back in. I don't know if you're there. Shefali, are you back on 3G or no?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah, I just got some messages going. It's Shefali. She's cutting in and out. Okay, good. So that's what I noticed, is that during this time of year, we take less care of ourselves. Like, we're not as good at taking care of ourselves. And if you're already not good at taking care of yourself, then that's something to think about. And we tend to, emotions run higher. Sometimes that's because of memories or events, or just because you're with people you may not see all throughout the year, or whatever it may be, or the stress level. But emotions run higher. And you're often around people whose buttons can just get pushed that much easier, including yourself. So what do you do, Shefali? When, you know, it's like, it's an exciting time, and for many people it's a happy time, but for many people it's also a sad time, and a time where they may be angry or feeling extra emotional or extra lonely or extra whatever those feelings are. So what are some things that you do to get ready for the holiday season?
Well, you know, I was also going to add that sometimes we start to feel these emotions even before we actually meet the people. So it kind of becomes like a buildup, you know, and then then you actually meet them and boom, you know, sometimes explosions happen. So, you know, the best thing to do, I think, for most people is really be paying attention to what you're feeling. You know, what are the thoughts that are coming up? What are the feelings that are coming up? And in advance, if you can just calm yourself down as much as you can and know that, you know, it's more heightened right now because of the holidays, because people are going through so much. So it's not necessarily the situation. It could be just that everybody's on edge. And, you know, when we're out and about shopping and so on, even then people's patience and nerves are like really raw, you know, and the slightest little thing can really tip us off, right? So it's about being more compassionate than you normally are, being aware of what everybody is going through at the moment. Everybody's being hectic. Everybody is running around. Everybody's trying to be perfect and do the perfect thing, right? So it's about really giving everybody a little bit more slack, you know, and just being extra patient. And that goes for ourselves too. And, you know, and that starts with taking that extra time every day, a few minutes, you know, in the morning if you can, just to center. And if you can meditate, great, just to find that peace within every day a little bit. So then that will carry you through the rest of the day and through all of the events as well, right?
Yeah, that's a really great idea. And it's part of that, you know, routine where we would be taking care of ourselves, that we say very often is so important. And when we get through our regular life and things don't seem so stressful, we tend to let it go a little bit. So now when it's more stressful and you feel like you have less time, it's more important than ever. So what are some of the tools that people use? I mean, for all of you that are listening right now, what are some of the things that you can add to your day that that give you that space of peace and relaxation and calm and being centered, you know? What does that look like for you, and what has worked for you in the past? Because those should be at the forefront of how you're starting and ending, not just starting, but ending your day at this time of year. And then there's, you know, some very real issues. I don't want to say issues because I hate that word in general, but not everybody in your life is at the same place emotionally, physically, financially, health-wise. Everybody's got their own things going on. So whether you see your family all the time or not, if things are changing, if somebody's struggling with a health issue or with a money issue or with with a relationship issue, the holidays heighten the stress and sadness and anxiety around that so tremendously that it shifts and changes the way you may feel on the days that you're all together. So I don't know if that's ever been an experience for you, but if you have somebody who's going through something in your family, if you have a loss, you know, in your family, if it's your first holiday without a mom, a dad, or someone who you care about so very much, or and any, or your partner, whoever that may be, you know, those are all things to keep in mind as far as for yourself and for those who you're going to be spending time with. So there's really great techniques, including meditation being one of them, journaling is another, that you could use throughout the holidays in order to really be able to stay centered and not lose you. Because I think that that's what really does start to happen, is we lose ourselves in some of the chaos. And then sometimes you walk away from the holidays going, oh man, I'm never going to that house again. I'm not going to do that again. It's just so frustrating. Why do I do that? I do that every year or whatever. Or the same people in your family always wind up getting into an argument. Do you have that in your family at all, Shefali, where you have the same people who just sort of get on each other's nerves and wind up going at it a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And in the past, I have, you know, not gone to events for a long time just so that I could avoid that those kinds of circumstances and those situations. And, you know, and that's the thing. That's when you have to really be extra calm, be extra patient. And sometimes it's about when somebody says something to you and you and, you know, they may not mean anything, and but you feel something, just walk away. Just turn around and walk away. I know that's not always easy, but that's what I've done in the past. I've just walked away and gone to another room and talked to somebody else, you know, and just so that the situation didn't get out of hand. But how do you get to that point in the first place where you are aware and present enough to notice when something is starting to happen, right? And so that you can diffuse it, so that it doesn't get out of hand. And that really does come down to, you know, being present and being centered and knowing what the bigger outcome you want is for that situation, for that event, for that festivity, right?
Yep. So while we're at break, think about what event you'd love to change during the holidays this year. We'll be right back with you after these messages.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Is there an area of your life where you feel frustrated, stuck, confused, or unhappy? Do you feel like you keep saying you will change it and yet seem to end up in the same place over and over again? Donna Martouge is an international strategic intervention and results coach. Her extensive experience and training helps her help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. If you are ready to change something, ready to decrease your anxiety and create something different in your life, ready to stop beating yourself up and achieve that goal, create that dream relationship, change your money story, build a successful business, or finally are ready to ask for and receive help from someone who can truly help you make a difference in your life, then now is the time to work with Donna Martouge. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com to schedule your free strategy session and see what working with a results coach can create for you in your personal life or your business. Join the list of success stories from those who have worked with Donna all around the world. Schedule your free strategy session today. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com and sign up now.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, everybody, we're back. Yes, we are. So what you might, I don't know if you guys were able to hear me when we were getting ready to go to break, I was just saying, you know, so what is it that you would love to change? Like, what is that one thing that happens every year at the holiday season where that you would just love to see not happen? Do you wind up having to walk out of the room because somebody pushes your buttons? Do you wind up stopping and avoiding going to somebody's house because there's that thing that you always want to avoid so it doesn't blow up and nobody gets into a fight? Do you wind up getting into a fight because you go saying, you know, this year I'm not going to let that person get to me, and so I'm going to just not do it, and then wind up getting into it anyway because you weren't able to do that. And we're going to talk about clearing some of that energy, shifting some of that energy, letting some of those things go, seeing where they truly come from and how to stay you and be you and allow other people to be them. And you be able to do that in a place where no one can push your buttons, which is sort of this neutral space. Now, the interesting thing is, Shefali, like you said, you know, you may just walk out of the room and when certain people do certain things to create a reaction from you. And sometimes that person might actually get more angry at you and come at you even stronger because that makes them so angry that you could just do that. Right. Has that ever happened?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not very confrontational. So everybody in my family knows that I'm not confrontational. So if I walk away, you know, it's just better for everybody because
right.
If I happen to blow up, well, then, you know, that's not good for anyone because I'm quite potent and, you know, I have a lot of energy. So if I happen to get mad, that's not fun.
I feel the same way.
But the thing is, you know, these kinds of things happen in all families, right? All the time. And so, you know, part of what happens is that we're anticipating it to happen. And so that kind of causes it too, right? So how can you change your thoughts and your beliefs beforehand so that perhaps this time it doesn't, right? So it's about expectations too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we try to say that that we have the best thoughts in mind, but we are often spending time anticipating exactly what the holiday is going to feel like and be like, right? And if it doesn't feel that way or show up that way, or even if it does, it sort of is even more intense.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
expectation
has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, so if you have the expectation that, oh, this is going to be horrible because this person always does this or that, well, you know what? You're kind of inviting it back again, right? So if you can have the thought instead of, you know what, this time when we get together, it's going to be fine. It's going to be calm. I'm going to be calm. And, you know, we're going to have a great time. Well, maybe not a great time, but you know what? We'll be civil. You know, so don't expect like major drastic changes, but at least get it to a point where the energy is calmer than before, you know? And that for us has made a huge difference. I know that my family is not listening, so which is a good thing because I was just going to add, you know, when I got married this last time, 2 years ago, you know.
Oh, my God. Has it been 2 years already?
We're not getting along, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my brother and sister were not getting along, and so my sister was really anxious and upset about going to the wedding because my brother and his family were going to be there. And, you know, she was anticipating, getting stressed out ahead of time, anxious ahead of time. And I'm like, you know what? It'll be fine. You know, you're not even sitting at the same table. You don't even have to talk to each other. You just, you know, you'll be fine. You know, and so as it turned out, you know, there was no problems. Everything is fine. They didn't have to talk to each other. But my brother and sister-in-law, they also made the conscious effort to have a good time at the wedding so that nothing bad happened. You know, so they were conscious of, yeah, something may happen, but we're not going to let it because this is Shefali's day. This is her event. This is, you know, this is important to her. So we're not going to let anything bad happen. You know, so it's also about, you know, your intentions for certain, you know, events and activities too, right?
Yeah, so setting your intention for what it's going to be like, I think, is a great way to go. We say that to people all the time. Start your day with a set intention. You know, I mean, when I start my day, it's sort of, how do I want to feel today? It's, I want to feel fun. I want to feel I want to feel ease. I want to feel clarity. I want to feel, you know, me. I want to feel like home. I want to whatever those feelings are that like just make you feel like space and centered and all of that is set your intention for it to be like that. You know, every day and throughout the holidays, that's for sure. That's one thing. And then the other thing is also, you know, the expectation part is where there's such a charge. I mean, even when I say it, I can feel all of the energy around it. So take some time and write down what are your expectations around your family and your expectations about around the holidays. And let's start start talking about these expectations. Many of our expectations are not realistic. You know, we create these expectations of what family and holidays should be like based on like stories or movies or TV in this romanticized way. And, you know, it's not really that way. So if we start by getting rid of all of our all of our set expectations of what it's supposed to be, that really helps take a lot of the charge away for me personally.
Yeah, absolutely. And it takes away a lot of that pressure too, you know, because I mean, who says that you have to be Donna Reed, you know, and who has the perfect house? I guess I'm assuming it's Donna Reed, you know, from the olden days, the, Bobby Cleaver, what is his name?
Uh-huh.
The old American show where, you know, everything was perfect. She had a beautiful layout and spread. All the gifts were beautiful. All the clothes were beautiful. Like everything, right? It's like, really, why do we put so much pressure on ourselves that everything has to look wonderful, you know? Why can't we just be and have a great time and have good food, but it doesn't have to like look like a magical fairyland, you know, wonderland kind of thing. We just put so much pressure on ourselves. So part of what I started doing in the past few years, it's like whatever gets done, whatever doesn't, you know? So it's like I will do the best I can, make sure I have enough food, like that's the most important part, and then everything else, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, no big deal, you know? And so there's less pressure on trying to get it all done and trying to get everything done perfectly. And even with, you know, going to all these functions and events, say no. You know? It's like you don't have to go to everything that you're invited to. You know, if you can get out of something, say no. You know, like why put so much pressure on yourself that you have to attend and do everything? Especially, you know, like we're working, we have kids, we have activities, we have so much, you know, take time for yourself and know really what can you do and what can't you do, right? And just say no, be okay with that.
Yeah, oh my God, I love that, just saying no. It's something a lot of people have a hard time with. I've gotten really good at it in the last 5 years, maybe too good at it sometimes, I have to say, in the last 5 years, because there was just times where I absolutely learned that it was something I had to do for a while. And then I've learned that it's something that is really good for me in a lot of situations to just say no and do that. And that's part of self-care, is knowing when you should say no and what creates more. You know, we talk about asking questions all the time, but, you know, if I say no, what will my life be like in 3 days, 3 months, 3 years? What will, you know, if I say yes, what will my life be like? You know, is this a contribution to me? And there's times that you're going to say yes because you know in the long run it's a greater contribution to the family as a whole or something along those lines, and you still, and you go. Those aren't the ones that you're going to say no to, but there are ones that you can say no to, so you don't have to be there for every single thing. And the other piece is going back to the word perfect that you said, Shefali, which is just one of the world's greatest judgments.
Yes, it is.
Right? And we talk about judgment all the time, but we do. We set ourselves against whatever standard we've decided or put in our minds is perfect. We compare ourselves to a family that we perceive to be more together than ours, or our relationship, or our home, or our marriage, or our whatever, and to this ideal of what someone told us it should be, or what we once think we saw somebody's life like. And I could tell, and it's just sort of, first of all, you really don't know what anybody's life is like. And trust me, you know, it's amazing. I can tell you, I've worked with people and you've worked with people all around the world. And some of the people I've worked with are perceived by many as having it all together or being very successful. And that doesn't make them happy. And they don't perceive their lives as perfect. Everybody's got this space or this gap where they they're reaching for more, or they see something missing, or they're judging themselves, or so stop looking at what other people have and deciding that you fall short because you don't really know, right? Mm-hmm. And start looking at where you'd like to be at and only compare you to you, you know, you today mm-hmm. to you and you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the little things, you know, so many people, you know, that I know, you know, around this time, they would make, you know, bake and make stuff, right? So, like, they would go to somebody's house and they would make this elaborate dish. And it's like, oh, my God, why don't you just buy something? Because nowadays you can just buy something and it's just as good, you know? So it's like, just buy it. What would create more ease in your life, you know? I mean, if you have fun and you have time and you really enjoy making something elaborate, great. But if you don't, why stress yourself out, you know? That's just one of the things that for me is like I'm not a cook at all. I don't cook. I don't bake. So it's not my thing. So for me, it used to cause me so much stress having to know I had to make something. It's like, oh, God, what can I make? You know, so now it's like, you know, you can get something catered. You can just, you know, get something and it's okay. And it tastes just as good or better. You know?
Yeah. And you know, you don't,
and it brings you so much more ease, you know, it's like, that's what I want everyone's lives to be around during the holidays. It's filled with more ease. That's what they need is more ease.
Yeah. So when we come back from break this time, we'll talk about tools and tips for having a lot more ease during the holidays and really being able to enjoy it. Even when you're with those people who know how to push your buttons or you're traveling or you're just shopping and you're trying to meet the deadlines and still take time for you, what can you do? And there really are some great things that you could do. So we'll get to that right after the next messages right here on Om Times Radio.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. So let's talk about some tools to change some of those things. You with us, Shefali, or do we lose you?
I am. Nope, I am here. Oh,
I thought maybe we lost you. I'm sorry. So let's talk about some of those tools. And I know I said to you, what do you usually do or what makes you feel good when you're doing self-care? And you and I don't really talk about it that much on the radio, but I think we've talked, we both know some energy techniques. In other words, like for me this time of year, I certainly make sure at least once a week, if not more, I get someone to run my bars, which we've talked about in the past, and running your bars is just, it's a process where you're using energy, you're using 32 points on the head that you shift, that helps you shift and change emotions. It helps you relax, and similar to acupressure in a way, if you want to think of it that way. But, you know, like there's Reiki and that, and so many other things. Even if you just go for a massage, that can actually help you just release all of the stuff that you're holding in without it being difficult for you. So, and some people increase the amount of times that they go to the gym to do that. Whatever it is for you, I would definitely recommend doing that regularly during this season. That's one way. What about you, Shefali?
So I just had my bars run today, just like a few hours
ago. I'm jealous. So jealous.
Yep, I just had my bars run today. It was wonderful. So I, you know, I had my bars run. I ran my friend's bars, you know, and it was great. So that's one thing that, you know, I like to do whenever I can. Now it's like every 2 weeks if possible. A massage is fantastic. If you can get a massage, that will help to really loosen up all the knots and everything that's going on in your body. So that will be great. And also, you know, like we talked about the energy techniques and clearing and releasing, but just sometimes just clearing your own energy field, if you can, if you know how to do that kind of stuff, that would be great. If you don't have time to go to someone, I have some wonderful MP3s on my website that you can, you know, download, purchase and download, that will help to clear your energy field, to really put you in a good space, so that you can, you know, go out and tackle all that shopping and everything else that you need to do.
And where would we find your website, young lady? Where's that? What's your website for those who only know us through Moxie Media and may not know where that is? Could you tell them?
Sure, ShefaliBurns.com.
Oh, see how easy that was? ShefaliBurns.com. There you go. I didn't. You know, you have a few of them, depending on which.
Adventure. So this is, you know, exactly, right? So which one do I talk about? Yeah, so ShefaliBurns.com, there's wonderful MP3s that you can get to really help with your energy field and to keep you, you know, centered and grounded and clear and put you in a good space, you know? And right now, that's really, that's a lot of what you need. And, you know, that's the energetic part of it, you know, that can help. But also, yeah, I'm a list person, so when I used to do a lot during the holidays and so on, I used to make a list. What has to happen? What do I have to do? And then another list of, okay, what do I not have to do? You know, so I can just take that off my list. Like, I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this. So just making a list of what I have to do and delegating, for God's sakes. Can you delegate to somebody else? You know, because there are always so much to do. So if you can delegate some chores or some tasks to other people, like spouses, children, you know, we have children for a reason. This is one of them, you know.
Oh, my.
I'm laughing about it. But, you know, sometimes we, as women especially, we tend to take on everything and we do everything and we don't have to. We can ask for help. We can ask for support. And at this time, it's really crucial to do that, you know, to ask for that support. You know, it's important.
Yeah, I do. I mean, simple things. I mean, it might not be, you know, I don't send someone to the store. Well, no, that's not true. I do sometimes actually give people lists and send people to the store for me, especially for like when we do Christmas Eve. It's huge here. So I usually have a lot of people here and it's tremendous. So I have different people who have different tasks throughout that time. But
there you go.
But, you know, which is fine. And I've also found that for peace of mind for me, when I do the shopping, like as far as gift shopping ahead of time for whatever I'm doing, I love doing it at this time of year online. So I don't have to deal with the crazy stressed out people in the stores.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I do it ahead of time and I do it online and I'm totally relaxed. And then by the time everyone's crazy, I'm chilling out just enjoying my time, you know. So those are some just simple techniques. But could you do us a favor and actually, for those people who don't know anything about energy or energy clearing, maybe if we each share one simple technique that they don't need a lot to know how to do on their own, that they can clear something related to expectations or anger or frustration or sadness or anything along those lines.
So something.
What's something they could do?
Yeah, so something really easy that I do, once you have an emotion or a thought coming up that you know, you don't really want anymore, you know, what I do is I always ground myself first, you know. So grounding, it basically just means connecting to earth, you know, connecting yourself strongly, more strongly into the earth, your energy field into the earth. And so what I do is I just imagine that there are roots growing out of the bottom of my feet, going deep into the ground. Just deep, deep into the ground. And then whatever thought or feeling I have that I would like to release or let go of, I just consciously centered, and I just say, you know, I now release whatever this feeling is into Mother Earth to be transmuted. And so basically I visualize that energy, that thought, that feeling, whatever it is, just going down into Mother Earth through those roots, just going down. And then I just breathe in ease and grace and love and joy. And I just breathe out those yucky feelings, those yucky thoughts, whatever they happen to be, the stress that you're going through, whatever it is, just breathe them out and let them go down into Mother Earth. And just breathe in love and peace, ease and joy, whatever words work for you. And, you know, do that for a few minutes, and that's it. That's as simple as it can be. And you've consciously thought of it, and energetically it's happening because you had the intention of releasing, you know, that stuff into Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is such a wonderful contribution to us that she takes everything and she just transmutes it into something that can be used by everyone. So that might be a little bit woo-woo, but it's a really easy and simple. And just breathe, you know, just breathe. Just breathe it out and breathe in love. Breathe in peace. Breathe in joy. Whatever feeling you would like to have instead, breathe that in. And with your intention, it will be so.
Awesome. I love that. I really love that. That's great. So one of the things that I love to do, and I must be a thing today, I'm pulling in Access Consciousness information today, is the question of who does this belong to? And is this mine?
Yes.
Are two questions, and is this mine? Are two questions that this time of year, I think I must ask 100 times a day. Even when it comes to me getting ready to eat food, because most of the time at this time of year, I'm eating because somebody else wants, you know, like it's just sort of, I would love to have a piece of cake. And I'm like, when would I love to have a piece of cake? Like, that's not normally me. So I constantly am asking myself, is this mine? Who does this belong to? Is this mine? Who does this belong to? And then, you know, and just letting it go, because most of the stuff that I'm feeling emotionally, physically, or just whatever, isn't mine. So I must ask myself.
Today.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it funny? You and I are always doing the same thing. It's interesting.
This feeling coming up, and it's like, why am I feeling this? And then finally, it's like, wait a minute, it's not even mine. You know, so I started asking that question: is this mine? It's like, no. So I just kept asking, just releasing, just letting it go. And you know, don't ask just once, please. You know, at least ask 5-10 times. You know.
Yeah.
But with that intention of letting it go. You know.
Yeah, well, it's just so, you know, if you say, is it mine or who does this belong to? If it's not you, you'll feel light when you, you know, like you'll feel this lightness and then it's cool. Then you just let it go. It's not even yours. And by the way, you can't fix something that you think is yours that isn't yours anyway. So that's something that could make you go crazy in and of itself. But sadness, anger, frustration, and stress are four of the biggest things that we pick up from people around us, because even though there's some of you there who think that you might not be intuitive or you might not be psychic and it's a special gift, that, you know, the truth is we're all connected. And if there's a frenzy going on around you, you're feeling it. You're picking it up. And it might not be yours, so don't own it. Don't try and fix it. Don't own it. Don't make it yours. Very often, especially with depression and anger, sadness, all of that at this time of year, many people are picking up somebody else's. So constantly ask, who does this belong to? And then when you feel the lightness after you ask that question, know that it's not yours and just release it. It's not yours. And you can't fix it if you tried to own it anyway, because it's not yours. So you would still feel it.
And they release it, right? So how that then once it lightens up, it's like, okay, it's not mine. Do they do anything with it?
Well, there's some people who there's some people who believe it depends on your belief, right? So there's some people who believe that you could say return to sender with consciousness, so you could return it to where it came from with an awareness, so that that person who it belongs to or people who it belongs to actually have the opportunity to fix it on their own. Or there is just the ability to release it, to transmute it, like you use the word transmute, and you could take that deep breath in through your nose. Really deep. I mean, I always tell people we're never, especially as we get older in this world, we don't take the long, deep breaths we're supposed to. You know that you're breathing properly if you can see literally your stomach move where, like, underneath your belly button is lifting up. You're taking that deep breath and, you know, and then release it with nice and slow and let it go and just know that it's gone after that. Right? So there's many ways to do it.
Yeah, and these are tools you're going to want to use all the time, especially, you know, now, especially now, but all the time anyways. And just play around with it. See how that feels for you, you know. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be difficult. You know, once you have the intention and the awareness of it, it will work. So just know that and just do it. Just do it. It will help.
And then, sure. And then there's, and you know, you and I have been doing we've been doing, for those of you, I don't know, I know some of you have sort of joined us or been watching us, but we've been doing the 30 days of gratitude, and I didn't call it a challenge because when we were talking about it, I said, you know, I don't want to make it sound like it has to be a challenge to be in gratitude. It's an energy, like it's a space, it's a choice of a way of being. So, you know, some of the things that we've chosen to be grateful for each day are simple things. They don't require money. They don't require connections or resources. They don't require success in any way, shape, or form. They require just an awareness of how abundant you are in every day with basically what you have, no matter what that is, most of everything that we put on there. And why did I just say that? I think I was saying that because, you know, being in gratitude.
Because we talk about gratitude in every show.
Yeah, well, because being in gratitude and being aware of where you're judging you, because that's what's happening a lot at the holidays, are really two ways to help you with the energy there, right? So, and I have one other way that's kind of a hard way, I think, for some people, but it's phenomenal, and it will be changing of all. It could change all your relationships in an instant. But we'll talk about that one when we get back from our break in a minute or two. In the meantime, though, you know, gratitude, appreciation, it's a way of being. It's an energy. It's a way of focusing on everything that you have and feeling abundant. And when you feel that way, it's kind of hard to get. You can't let that negative emotion in because you're filled with something else. So that's one of the reasons why we do the 30 days. And Shefali talks about gratitude in everything that she does, because it really is life-changing. You know, so
it does. And, you know, like, don't I always sound so happy on these calls, especially now that we changed the time? You know, I do.
Yes. And awake.
Yes, exactly.
So we'll be back right after these messages.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
So in the beginning of the call, we talked about, you know, knowing what your expectations are for the holidays and starting to clear things around that. And we gave you a couple of tools on ways that you can clear it. It's sort of, you know, everything that you've expected family or being together or the holidays to be, destroy it, uncreate it, take a deep breath, release it, transmute it, let all of that go, because the often we're reacting to things not turning out the way we expected them to be. And we, you know when you're doing that, when you say it's not supposed to be like this, or it should be, you know, when you use words like should or supposed to. Another really great tool, but some people don't, a lot of people have a hard time with this one, is not having to be right. So, you know, most of what people are really getting stuck on is this need to be right, and fighting to be right. And the truth of the matter is, I have found over the last 4 years that it just takes so much energy, and it's so much easier to go, you're right, and let them be right. Like, does it matter? Does it really matter? Everybody's entitled to their point of view. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to buy it or agree with it, or you don't have to prove to them that they're wrong. Does it really make a difference? And you'll find that if you could say, you're right, there's nothing to fight about. People don't even know what to do with that most of the time, but the whole energy of a whole entire room can change just with those two words. And you don't even have to mean it, which sounds really terrible, but the truth of the matter is, from their own perception and their own reality, they are right. And it's okay. I mean, you're not there to teach them that your way is right. Who cares? Maybe your way isn't right. Maybe our way is wrong. Maybe it doesn't. It's just your way. So it's just an interesting point of view. Would you be willing to let somebody else be right just so that you can just be everyone, so that that peace, that relax, that just feel the energy change when I say you're right. Do you feel the ease that comes right after that? It's just sort of all of the angst that was at that table or that you're sitting there with, where people are getting ready to go into proving and defense and all of that other stuff. It just totally gone. It changes everything. Those two words change everything, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
That's a tough one, because we are so conditioned to be right ourselves, right? And, you know, when somebody... It's hard to say you're right, because then that sometimes means, okay, well, if they're right, then I must be wrong, right? And that's not the case, you know, and that's what Donna is trying to say. That's not the case. It just gives them that space, or everybody that space, just to be in that moment, and that diffuses the charge of whatever's going on. And there really is no right or wrong. You know, it's like Donna said, it's just a point of view. It's just a perspective. And you know what? Sometimes... I mean, for many times, my perspectives, my beliefs have changed over time. So it's like what I strongly felt 10 years ago, I do not feel the same way anymore. So it's like, you know, I was wrong, you know, and it's like, it's okay. You know, everything changes. So it's like,
or maybe you weren't wrong.
Fine.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Maybe you weren't wrong.
I just didn't have
but...
enough information sometimes.
But I think our beliefs may change based on our current age and life situation and circumstance over time, because depending on where we are in life, different things just can be different. So, you know, when we grow up, we do have a belief
in
it.
So, yeah.
Correct.
Sometimes it's just not worth it to hold on to, you know, that heavy, hard point of view and structure if it's causing so much anguish and pain and discomfort for everybody around us, right? That's my opinion. It's like, you know what, I'd rather let it go, because in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that important. So that's why, you know, sometimes taking a deep breath and walking away is a really good thing. And so part of by us saying, you know what, you're right, that's kind of this, it's kind of the same energy as, you know, taking a deep breath and walking away. You're walking away from that confrontation. You're walking away from that tension. You're walking away from that charged energy. You may not do it physically, but energetically, and that automatically shuts it down.
You know, I was watching.
How are you doing?
Good. Are you there?
Yeah.
Shivali? Oh, I was watching Wayne Dyer once. Oh, can you hear me? Shivali?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was watching Wayne.
Keep going.
Oh, I was watching Wayne Dyer once, and he was talking to somebody, and somebody said, you know, I can't, she was trying to quit smoking. I can't quit smoking. And he said, you can't quit smoking. So that's a belief, right? It's a belief. It's a decision that he made. It's a belief that somebody has. And he said, is it true? And she said, yes. And he said, is it true 100% of the time? And she said, no. And he said, is it true 90% of the time? She said, no. He said, is it a fact, something that can't be changed? Is it changeable? She said, it's changeable. How do you know it's changeable? Because people quit smoking. So he's walking through the whole entire process. And then he said, well, does the belief that you can't quit smoking serve you? No. So now we know a couple of things. We know that it's not true all the time. We know that that belief, which is just a thought that you've practiced routinely, doesn't serve you. And we know that it's really not a truth 100% of the time for all people. So that means that we can change it, right? So when we were talking, when we were talking about that, he was showing people how a belief actually stops them and keeps them stuck. And he was walking them through this process of understanding how once you ask yourself certain questions in the process, you can actually start to shift your perception and get the fact that, you know, some of the things we tell ourselves a lot aren't really true. They serve us in that moment, but they don't serve us for our greater good or for our long term. And we shift them over time. And everybody does that. We all shift our beliefs over time. You know, when we're younger, sometimes they're a little bit more rigid or something like that. And when we get older, we sort of get more into very, you know, many of us start looking at understanding life in a much bigger whole sort of perspective. Like, it really is interesting, and it changes in your, you know, in your teens and then your 20s and your 30s. And it's something that changes over time. It doesn't make it right or wrong. And you don't know where somebody is sitting when they're having that conversation with you. So whatever they're saying may be right for them in that 10 seconds. Whatever you believed 10 years ago, Shefali, could have been right for you at that time. And that doesn't mean that it was wrong. It just means that now it's different. It shifted, right? So
it's different.
So, you know, and then in working with Tony Robbins, Tony Robbins said, don't believe a word I tell you. Don't believe a word I tell you, because my beliefs are mine from my experiences, because they serve me. So I want you to question everything I tell you, because your beliefs and mine might not be the same. And that's okay. They don't have to be. Decide, does this work for you? Does it work for you all the time? Does it make sense to you? It's all the same process. It's sort of so really, what's there to argue about? So would you be willing to let other people be right? And even when I say it, I feel the whole entire ease of the whole entire home sort of just open up and the space, because
yes,
it doesn't mean anything. Right? So mm-hmm. How cool is that? So that was one of the ones I wanted to save for last, because a lot of people get this charge like, what do you mean you want me to tell them they're right? But they're not right. They're crazy, you know, or whatever that, you know. And all of that might be true. It doesn't matter. You know, like, does it really matter?
In the grand scheme of things, does it really matter? No, you know? Yeah, exactly. And I love that. So, you know, when you're having turkey on Thursday or Friday or the weekend, and when you're watching the football game and your team is not winning and the other team is winning, I love how Americans especially, they love to watch the football, you know? And they're really passionate about their sports teams and so on. Just let it go. You know, it's just like, it's okay. Yeah.
Don't break the television.
But it's really what happens. Oh, I know. Don't break the television. Don't yell at it. They can't hear you. Just enjoy it. Have fun with it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So how could this holiday season be different for you than any other holiday season that you've ever had? And how could you have more fun and more joy and more ease? And what can you add to your day that will actually make it different than any other holiday in the most ease-filled, joy-filled way than you've ever experienced before? How's that sound?
That sounds perfect. That sounds fantastic. You know, and that brings you that'll bring you a lot more ease in your day, in your life during these holidays, so that you can stay balanced and have fun yourself. You know, it's about you enjoying the holidays as much as, you know, everybody else enjoying it too, but you as well, you deserve it too. So you enjoy the holidays. And so what can you do for you? Take care of yourself, do some self-care, just take time for yourself if you can every day, just a few minutes, just to relax and enjoy what you love about the holidays, you know? I love the getting together part, you know? I love that, you know, I love the shopping and buying for everybody. I love going to the stores and looking at the beautiful decorations. That's fun, you know? So enjoy that part of it for yourself, you know? So, and take the time and don't stress too much, because this happens every year. These holidays come around every year.
And it's not really, in the scope of things in life, it's really not It's not all that important. Just be. Mm-hmm. So take your deep breath now in through your nose and release all of that stuff out through your mouth, right? And I think Shefali and I, from both of us, from our homes to yours, we just want to say thank you so much for being with us as we shift and change and being a part of our lives and being here with us each and every week, even as we change our times and our schedules from all around the world, because, you know, everyone from different time zones is part of this, which is we're so grateful for. And what else, Shefali?
Absolutely. And we're so grateful for all of you. And so we want you to enjoy the holidays. We want you to enjoy all the wonderful, yummy food and all the, you know, visiting with friends and family and all everything that goes along with it. And we want you to enjoy it and have fun with it. So
yeah, and just you shifting, using any one of the tools that we talked about today will actually shift the whole entire room of people that you are with. Just one person. One person's energy could make that much of a change, can create that much more ease. It's amazing how you can watch that happen, but you could feel that it's true. And how cool is that, that knowing that you have some tools now could actually just make the whole entire day ease-filled and joyful, more so than ever before. And you can totally deliberately create this holiday to show up differently than anyone has ever happened in your life.
Beautiful. Yep, absolutely. So go out and create and have fun and enjoy and, you know, take those deep breaths, release those feelings and emotions, you know, ask who does this belong to, is this mine, and so much more. So thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for being with us.
Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. And I guess we'll see you next Sunday.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Bye.